This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome, Morning Devotions. Zig Ziglar said, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. And each of us knows from our own experience, I think, that he's right. The general flow of human life tends to be toward ease and comfort. You know, one day flows into the next, and many of us have never got quite around to turning our good intentions into reality. So these good intentions tend to remain unrealized because they're a bit too vague, these vague ideas. Have you got any moving targets in your life? Perhaps there are things you want to do. You want to eat a more healthy diet. You want to lose that weight that's crept up. Perhaps you want to establish a regular workout and stick to it. And that's why people make these New Year resolutions. They get tired of having nothing worthwhile to aim for. So, 1st of January, they make this promise to do certain things for the new year, to exercise more, spend more time with the kids. But we know the reality that these good intentions don't come into reality at all. But of course, it's got to start somewhere. It's got to start with a dream, something that inspires you and keeps you going when things get tough. So my question this morning is, what are you aiming for? It was August 2004, and that was the big Athens Olympic Games, you might remember. And Matt Emmons was there, an American, was taking part in the 50-meter three-position rifle shoot finals. And Matt was doing well. He was leading by 3 points, so he needed only to get near the bullseye to win. So he felt he was going to win, and everyone around him thought the same. But something rather strange and terrible happened. No score was recorded, so he complained to the judges and he made this discovery that he was shooting in lane two, but he fired his gun at the target in lane three. It was the wrong lane. So Matt Emmons had hit the wrong target, a terrible blunder for this elite competitor in an elite competition. So he scored zero for that shot, dropped from first to the eighth place. Devastating. So his aim was really literally wrong that day. So my question is, what are you aiming for? I looked at some of the answers that people are giving, you know, what are you aiming for on the internet? And this is the sort of response. I'm living for my family. I have no aim as I've lived my life as it comes. I'm not an ambitious person. I've never set goals. All I want to live is a respectable, happy, satisfied, healthy and contented life with my family. My family, my loved ones keep me going. My world revolves around them, and I'm nothing without them. And so I ask myself that question. I haven't found the answer. Someone said, I suppose I'm just moving slowly along. Someone else said, my aim in life is to succeed and help others. So that's sort of a snapshot of what people are saying. Michelangelo, so long ago, said the greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it's too low and we reach it. And I think that's a very good statement. There's another old saying, most people aim at nothing in life and hit with amazing accuracy. It's a bit of a sad commentary, it's true. The goals that we strive for, Lewis Carroll, in the really lovely story Alice in Wonderland, you know, Alice says, Mr. Cat, which of these paths shall I take? Well, my dear, says the Cheshire Cat, where do you want to go? Well, I don't suppose it really matters. Well, the Cheshire Cat said, my dear, any path will do. So no matter what kind of travelling you're doing, whether it's through life or across the country by car, you really got to know where you're going. You just don't take any road. You have to know. It's not good enough, is it? So people who have no goals, if you don't have any goals socially, physically, spiritually, professionally, of course, these things can sort of catch on us. The Time magazine some years back had a survey and it said that only 3% of people they surveyed had written personal goals. And 97% had no goals at all or didn't think about them. But here's some great news from the Bible. That great man, the Apostle Paul, he had a goal. And this is what he says. I am sprinting towards the only goal that counts, to cross the line and win the prize, and to hear God's call to resurrection life found exclusively in Jesus Christ. That's a great aim. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. And his desire was to follow it. Dear Lord, we need that sort of resolution, that aim, to follow you each day. Amen.